The psalm for today, as we're reading through the Bible in a year, we go today to Psalm 33. And it's another good one, believe it or not. Would you believe that?
I believe it.
They usually are, aren't they, huh? David had a pretty good heart. Well, God thought so. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen for his own. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on the earth. He made their heart, so he... Isn't that nice, just preparing us for Valentine's Day? He made their heart, so he understands everything they do. The best-equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. How many of you want to do that?
Amen.
I do. I ask you questions every Sunday. Hey, honest to goodness, in the Bible, we see things repeated and repeated and repeated. That's so they have some impact on our lives. And so when I ask you almost the same question, you know, do you like being saved? Yeah, better than the alternative, much better. It's just to reinforce that to us. And as we speak that out, we're speaking it out to Jesus, too. Hey, we like being your kids. This is going well for us. We love being your kids. But he rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We depend on the Lord to save us. Only he can help us, protecting us like a shield. And now we'll say together the last two verses because they're really precious. So let's stand and let's say these together. Let's say them with emphasis and joy. In him our hearts rejoice, for we are trusting in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. Is our hope in ourselves? No. Is our hope in one another? Our hope is in him alone. And as we put our trust and our hope in him, he fills us to overflowing. So we are filled so full that we can overflow to everyone else of his joy and his love. And so we will continue to rejoice in him because he is wonderful, wonderful.